gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Alan I. We are on, I think, episode 3 now, commentary. Yep. Yeah, week 3. So, the voice you just heard, that's my man, Daryl. Daryl, give me your intro real quick, man. Say what's up.
Oh, yeah, I'm just sitting in the background playing my Teddy Riley, producing this and helping them out get this commentary popping, finally.
There we go. We'll talk about Teddy Riley in a minute. That was a mess. But we're bringing somebody new today. I'll bring in the homie Brendalyn. Y'all might call her Harlem, Harlem B, Bren, whatever you call her. She's always cutting up, but, you know, when we, kind of ran back a lot of the episodes of the show, previously, we got a lot of feedback that said, you know, you all need to have a lady co-host on there. It's just all dudes and y'all clouding it up and y'all misogynistic and da 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 da. So I kind of like the way Bren moved, man, you know, because she pissed you off so softly. So Bren, what's happening? Talk to him.
Well, I definitely do think that, you know, a female voice is always needed. However, I'm not sure how much femininity I will actually add because I often kind of think a little bit like a man sometimes. But as you said, you know, most people may know me as B. Marie, Brendalyn Marie, Harlem B. I kind of just prefer B these days. So hopefully I can bring some balance to the show and, you know, ease the testosterone around here because it's a little bit thick.
Uh-oh, watch out. I mean, so give them a little bit of background. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that do know you. I mean, there's some people that don't. So give them a little background. Tell them where you've been, what you've done.
For a long-time listener, she's the one that did the bro episode with us a long time ago. Because of trouble.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I did know that. Yeah.
Yo, I definitely did. Girl, I forgot all about that. So that would just go to attest to the fact that I'm not new to the podcasting industry at all. I actually kind of am like self-made in this lane. I kind of gained a little bit of notoriety in, I guess it was 2013 for, a couple articles that I wrote, Confessions of a Side Chick.
This is right around bro time, people. This is as well as if you remember the bro.
Yeah.
On the low, that's still one of my most listened episodes ever.
Shit was crazy. You definitely should maybe like re-release that as a best.
We ain't re-releasing that one. That one, if you had to be there for that one. if you wasn't there for it, go get it again.
Yeah. One time only.
So I rose to my notoriety with Confessions of a Side Chick Part 1 and 2. Did some national interviews on that. And then shit, I just kind of been rolling with the podcasting thing ever since then. I enjoy controversial topics. However, on a more serious note, my passion is definitely mental health in the African-American community among women. So I'm very, very vocal about that. Definitely intend to kind of use this platform to bring a little bit of awareness to that as well. But I'm always with the shit too. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get. It's kind of like a Sour Patch. You know, it's kind of like a Sour Patch Kid. First you salty, then you sweet.
Oh, man. Yeah, boy. So people, give it up for Brendalyn B. I'm sorry, give it up for B. She'll be joining us. Shout out to Shad. I couldn't catch up with Shad. He's a tough man to catch up with, even during the quarantine. me and Matt were just talking about that. You know, Shad is a tough guy to catch up with during the quarantine. So we're going to hear Shad's voice on the next one. Everybody's going to link up. But, you know, while me and Brennan and B were here and kind of rolling, we decided to just, you know, throw something out and get some content going. So, you know, I mean, first and foremost, you know, the whole reason that this came about, I've known B for, it's been a while. She was with a former lover and I was with a former somebody. And I think we ended up meeting at like Houlihan's. in the Galleria years ago. I think when you was working at the telemarketing joint.
Who was I dating? I don't even know. Like,
I won't say any names, but I'll just say that he was signed to So Def at one point in time. So,
oh shit.
He was yeah. So we went to Houlihan's and I was with yeah and mm-hmm. yeah we sat down and we had a good time and talked about people for probably 2 hours and we've been cool ever since. So you can catch us in all the social media streets, probably making everybody upset at one point in time. So you know, this just came about. It was really organic. I think that for us, the quarantine, number one, which we were just discussing, we were having kind of a sidebar on that. I think we're going into about week 8 or 9 on a national level now of quarantine due to the Big Rona. B, you're not familiar with Big Rona, Little Rona. So you know what it is. D, you have the best explanation on that one, actually.
Yeah, okay. Little Rona is just a little cough, you know. You're like, man, you know, maybe I'm getting a little sick. The Big Rona is the one coming to get you, take you home.
Okay.
So we on quarantine from Big Rona. You know, Little Rona is when, you know, you go to the grocery store and then you come home, you're like, man, is my throat itching a little bit? You know that. But Big Rona is like you said, when it's time, mm-hmm. they gonna put the joint in your nose and all that. So we're going in about week 8 or 9 on a national level. I mean, B, tell me what's happening. What's going on your way? What's happening in the house? I know you got a kiddo or two. I mean, what is that looking like for you? I mean, so feel free to chime in too, man.
My household is like, kind of like, I would just want to maybe compare it to like an insane asylum. I have two boys. So I have a 2-year-old and I have a 15-year-old and they go at each other as if they are the same age. And I'm not sure if sometimes my 15-year-old thinks he's 2 or if my 2-year-old thinks that he's 15. So I'm a high school teacher. I'm a preschool teacher. I'm potty training. All of that while also trying to figure out, like, you know, where... just what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's crazy. But you know, there are a lot of people who don't even have a home to be quarantined in.
Absolutely. There's
a lot of people who aren't comfortable in their home where they are quarantined. So I think I'm just kind of more thankful. I was just recently in like a situation where shit could have gone completely different from what it is right now. So I don't mind being, you know, quarantined in the house with the boys. I'll get the Nerf guns out, you know, whatever I got to do to make sure that we all are able to stay sane and healthy during this time is kind of what it looks like over here. But it's a madhouse. It's crazy.
I can imagine you got a house full of boys. Over here, and we're 2 and 1, so it's me, my little guy, and my lady. So we're in my little guy. He's pretty tame is not the appropriate word, but for lack of better choice at the moment, he's actually starting to talk to girls, and I don't like that. I didn't realize that until the quarantine hit. So I don't really know what to do yet because he's literally getting ready to be 11 here shortly. And, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, phone popping all the time. I'm like, bro, what's happening? Who is that? He like, oh, this is my Google Hangouts friends. I'm like, you're a Google Hangouts friend? Like, wait a minute, bro, slow down. So, you know, I creep up on him. He has his own space in the house. So he kind of, you know, I creep up on him time to time. And he got video chat popping. He the only dude in there. I'm like, bruh, like, what is this right now? Like, what are you doing? You know, but on another note, outside of the kid, you know, not too much has tremendously changed outside of the fact that I can't move around. So, you know, I'm definitely thankful to be in an industry where work wasn't affected too much. The downside of that is that, you know, I work with individuals that, you know, were affected, not, you know, directly, but that's who we service. So, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of still trying to operate and do what it is you have to do on a daily, and knowing that people are going through different situations and whatnot. The thing that we can look forward to is that, you know, we do for sure know that this is going to be over, but, you know, in the meantime, we have to cope. Outside of that, you know, like, me and my lady are doing just great, so I'm happy about that. You know, we're not one of the ones that's been in here choking and fighting and running and screaming through the hallway. So, you know, I'll take that any day. But I think that some interesting dynamics are going to come from this. And, you know, even outside of, you know, the relationships and things of that nature, I mean, just, you know, friendships and things in general that people I hate, you know, there's this meme going around right now, right? You all seen the meme about, you know, remember who checks on you and da 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 da. Like, I really don't give a damn who checks on me right now. Like, if I'm a thought, I'm a thought. You know, it's always great to be thought of. But outside of that, like, yo, you know, when we get back, you know, out here popping and, you know, we only have to worry about Lil Rona, it's going to be business as usual. What's cracking, bro? How the quarantine treat you? Are you good? You know, like, I'm not great at be up and in all, bro. You ain't even hit me and check on me, bro. Like, I don't know what you going through. So,
yeah, I think a lot of people have the misconception that, like, you know, you see these people and they say, like, if you don't come out of this quarantine better than before, you know, what were you doing? And that kind of pisses me off because, like, some people are literally just trying to survive this thing. So right. To expect for people,
and also,
to be...
also not to cut you off, some people are trying not to commit murder in their own homes. So,
listen, my soon to be ex-husband doesn't even live here, but every time he pulls up in my driveway, I have to ask myself, if something was to happen, who can I depend on to be a Melvin? I don't know if y'all get that reference.
Hold on. Like, are you trying to basically find an accomplice?
No, who can I depend on to be a Melvin to not say nothing to me but go on and take this weapon and dispose of it and nothing ever happens?
Right, that's an accomplice.
A Melvin is what we're gonna call it, because accomplice is such a dirty word. but I get it though. Like, you know, so many people really are trying not to commit murder, and I feel that 100%. Like I said, he don't even live here, but every time he pulls into my driveway, I'm like, I could shoot you.
I wasn't ready to touch on it, but obviously you were, so we're gonna roll with it. You know, we're speaking of relationships. So, I know you had disappeared for a while off the social media streets. Were you all kind of going through some things then, or was this, you know, kind of something that escalated during the pandemic, as far as like being quarantined then, or was it just compatibility there?
Nope. So here's the thing. You know, y'all know I'm pretty private. Like, I literally popped up one day and I was married. And I'm sure both of y'all was like,
I was shocked as hell.
So
I was like, this dude must be from another planet or something. I don't even know.
You know, so then I popped up, like, not long after that, was expecting. And I've always been, like, kind of private, because I say that as far as my marriage, because I've lived so much of my relationships in the public eye, because I was at one point out here as a public figure dating other public figures and known people. So it was like, okay, I'm gonna keep, yes, yes. So it was like, okay, I'll keep this to myself. But I think for me, it was like marriage never should have happened. Because growing up, I wanted to be a lot of things, and a wife was never one of them. So we probably never should have gotten married. We never should have had a kid, who is completely a blessing, by the way. So when I did disappear, it wasn't because, like, oh, I'm going through something. It literally was like, I have to retreat and pull myself up out of this space that I'm in before I can show my face again. Like, I was a little bit embarrassed. Like, bro, upgraded you. Like, I'm the Beyonce in this situation, okay? Let's be clear there. So how dare you move how you're moving and embarrass me in such a manner to where it was like, yo, I got to realize who I really am. And that's why I said, like, just recently on social media, you can be married and never be a wife. Mm-hmm. I was married, but I was never a wife.
That's deep going to that. That is deep going to that.
You can't be a wife to a man who doesn't know how to be a husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, like, hey, like, these, elaborate on that, you know, like, I guess, you know, from your perspective, of course, but what makes you say that? Like, where was that coming from?
So, a man who is a husband naturally wants to be a provider. A man who is a husband naturally wants to lead. A man who is a husband naturally wants to heal the person that he is with, or he needs to leave her how he found her, not worse than before. So I say that to say, like, for somebody who never saw real healthy marriages or even had a healthy relationship, you don't know how to be a husband. You don't know how to be a provider. You don't know how to be a protector. So if you're not going to leave me how you found me, but you're going to leave me worse off than I already was, I can't be a wife to that. So legally on paper, it looked good. It looks great on social media, which a lot of marriages and relationships do. And I always laugh at people who have these big extravagant weddings because they want the party and not the marriage. I purposely went to the courthouse because I wanted the marriage and not the wedding. Boy, I never do that shit. I never do that shit again. Lesson learned.
I think we talked about that on one of the first episodes, D. We were talking about the baby showers and all that and the extravagance.
Oh, yeah. Because you brought the whole point that the baby shower is now the substitute for the wedding, right?
Yeah, for the wedding.
That's right. That's true. Women want to, like, I got married because I wanted to belong to somebody. And we can talk about that at another time because that's a whole nother topic. But women have these big, extravagant baby showers to prove a point. Oh, I'm better than you, or, oh, this is what love looks like. Nah, sis, that nigga in that Burberry shirt and y'all dressed alike. That
hey, man, look, why does the dude always look like he don't want to be there, though? Like, every time.
But
like somebody just picked him up. Like just picked him up from the Greyhound. Like,
they don't want to be there. That's why they look like that. That's why they have those pained and miserable looks on their faces with their baby mamas. Like, and I had to recognize, like, Facebook reminds you of certain things that you've said. I look back at my memories over the past few years and I'm like, damn, I was speaking shit into existence because me and that nigga look miserable in pictures together.
Wow, man. I mean, I've only seen like one picture, so if that's the...
I wouldn't know that dude if he walked into my
Because you're
home.
Not going to embarrass me.
Me either.
You're not going to embarrass me. So have that. And, you know, so yeah. So I'm back to, like, you know, bald head, whole shit, Harlem.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So
you said you're going to have a hot girl summer then?
Yeah, like, I mean, like, there's a few bald head, you know, we talking about like 03, 05, we talking about 9, 10.
We talking about like
14, 15.
Three time parties at XO, do it with no hands, you know, like that, but more mature because I'm, you know, somebody's mother.
I mean, girl.
I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to do that with the big circulating.
So that's where my situation is, and this is really like the first time that I've actually like talked about it because I just don't, like, I feel like it's embarrassing, and like seeing how reckless he's moving is like embarrassing. It's just like, bro, do you not, like, you must not really recognize who I am though. So yeah, so y'all are welcome.
This I mean, is, you know, sometimes we can't always get right, right? We're not going to get right till we're ready to get right. And, you know, regardless of who you are to us, that may or may not mean a thing. You know what I'm saying? Because if we're just not ready. And I mean, While I do think that the influence of the relationships that you see growing up definitely play a part in, you know, who you are in relationships as you grow older and mature, at the same time, you know, you're an individual, you know, so you have to make these decisions that you want more, but you also have to see or be around people, you know, not necessarily a mom, dad, or family figure, but, you know, somebody that shows you that there's more, or, you know, this is the way that you should move, should not move, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I don't lean on the whole, you know, you do this because this is what I saw, so this is what I know. Like, nah, fam, that ain't all the way it either.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I definitely agree.
So, yeah, we're sorry to hear that. We're going to have a 1 second moment of silence. All right, and we're out.
I'm just getting ready to say, because I'm definitely not.
Hey, fellas, you heard it here first. She back out there, you know, now. She probably ain't jumped back into nothing, but y'all heard it here first, so.
Yeah, please don't shoot yourself.
Accordingly. Well, there it is. Go ahead.
I'm blocking that. I tried it and I ain't gonna be able to do it. My patience is too thin right now. So.
Ideal date. First time back out. Where are you going? What do you need? What do you need to see? What do you want to see?
Oh, I want to go to the bookstore.
Really? I am in awe.
I want to go to the bookstore. Yes, because the bookstore has everything. It has books. It has a little bit of like sexiness, because you can kind of see like what the person that you're dating, like what is their like reading level? Like, are you Floyd Mayweather reading level? Or are you, you know, are you a little bit more advanced? I would like to see what intrigues you. And then you can go next door and get some coffee and still walk around and just really talk and whisper and enjoy each other's company in the bookstore. So yes, my first date is the bookstore. I just had a guy ask me like, for our first date, we're going to Vegas. No, that's creepy. And he would probably try to murder me.
He'll have a Melvin out there.
Oh, so he's gonna sex traffic you. How big?
What exactly. Went to Vegas, stayed in Vegas.
I think that's really creepy. So yeah, the bookstore, like, get to know me and what I enjoy and then roll with that. And if you can't do that, then just leave me the fuck alone, because I'm perfectly fine over here.
So here's the next question. You know, since the Rona's hit, restaurants are shut down for the most part, aside from curbside. Are you going to restaurants again, or are you going to be at home? You know, more people are definitely cooking. I'm personally tired of loading my dishwasher and unloading it. So what is that looking like? What was the food situation look like? Cause we were talking earlier and how we were, I made some moves yesterday and stores were packed. Like, how's that looking? Like, what are you doing? Are you still going to be impressed by the Ruth's Chris date, or, are you trying to see him get down?
So here's the thing. I can take myself to Ruth's Chris. I've had men who can, you know, snap their fingers, and Ruth's Chris is nothing. So that doesn't impress me. What will impress me, though, is like, even right now, if a guy was to ask me, like, you know, be for my birthday next week, I want to take you to lunch. Go pick up some curbside and sit in the car or sit on your trunk and just like enjoy each other's company while eating that. Like, that's cool, but I don't need like the whole fancy. I don't need no Crab Kings or, you know, none of that. Like, you can go to the little sushi place.
Hold on, stop for a second for me, B. Crab Kings is top-notch dining?
let me tell you.
Wait, I'm dead ass with that.
This is what I know. So y'all out the game a little bit. This is what people think. I kid y'all not, I was talking to a guy just recently, and I said something about, I was cooking seafood while I was on the phone with him, and he was like, oh yeah, I don't eat seafood, you know, like Red Lobster, because that shit overpriced. No, it's too expensive. That's what he said. Mm-mm. Red Lobster is expensive? Oh, sweetie, you're not even in my league. You're not even, like, playing in the game that I'm playing in. Like, yeah, so these days, Crab Kings, Shell City Crab Shack, Mad Crab, people tend to think that that's, like, high-end fine dining. If my food comes in styrofoam, I'm sorry to tell you, that's not fine dining.
Yeah, shout out to Shell City. That's my homie.
The food is fire there.
I love it.
Yeah, but no. So I just think people don't really know how to court and how to date these days. So for a man to be able to cook or even attempt to cook for me, I would be more impressed by that than, you know, when the restaurants do open up and you want to take me to Applebee's for a 2 for $20.
So scenario, it's like the 22nd of the month. So that blue card running out. Okay. Mm-hmm. He like, yo, we can't do X, Y, Z, but I got you on this. What you doing?
I'm cool with the what you can do. Like, it's not like, here's the problem. And this is probably another reason why I'm heading towards divorce. I've always been self-made. I don't like you. What you can contribute to me is an added bonus. So it's never been what a man can do for me. I wasn't raised like that. It's always been, what can you add? Like, what type of, what type of thought are you going to put into it? So it's easy to go and, you know, pick up whatever, whatever. But for you to put thought into, like, oh, I know that she likes shrimp. Now, okay, don't go give me no cooked shrimp and try to cook it and make me, you know, some Alfredo. Or try to make me some tilapia with some broccoli. Like, nah, that's not going to work. I'm going to feel some type of way. But it's always just the thought that counts. Like, I'm not that bougie.
There's been a lot of exposure of the haves and have-nots in the kitchen through this quarantine. Because I've seen some pictures. Boy.
Struggle plates.
Oof. I saw a post today that said, Candy Cocktail said that some of you women didn't have home ec in high school, and it shows.
For real, seriously, like I have like this, but this is a conversation that we've had, I believe, Alan, on social media numerous of times. Like, Alfredo and fettuccine is not gourmet. That's not like expanding your cooking skill. These people, like, now everybody just makes seafood boils, right?
Yeah. In aluminum foil, in the, yeah.
Y'all gonna just keep on using cooked shrimp and cooking it and then just dumping a bunch of parsley on there? Is that what we're doing?
With some hot dogs.
With hot dogs. That's, yeah, not... That's... Mm-mm. No, that's okay. So I do feel sorry, because I'm pretty sure that most men are probably like fettuccine, Alfredo, and tilapia it out. I'm pretty sure.
Day 26. I'm fortunate enough.
I got a question for y'all, since y'all keeping it this way. How many relationships y'all think is going to survive this Rona?
So I saw an article the other day, and I'm just going to touch this one real quick, because I don't want to go off too heavy into this one, but it was talking about how, like, the domestic abuse numbers were, like, way high, because everybody's just in the crib, you know, and can't get out. Like, I don't know the exact percentage, but I'm going to kind of go on a theoretical journey here, right? And let's just say that, you know, whether you have a marriage license or not, right, if you're cohabitating with someone, right now is definitely a moment where you have to figure out what the hell is going on. Now, you know, without that piece of paper, you can choose to just walk away and part your ways. You know, there's a few extra things that are attached to you actually being married, right? But if we just take those statistics, right, of marriage, what, it's 50%, 51% fail. So apply that to a broad spectrum across the board. And I think you can probably, it's safe to assess that that's a probably a good assumption. I mean, you have to think money is changing in households right now. That's the number one, you know, like, cause for divorce. So money is changing in households right now. Kids are on top of each other at the house. Everybody's literally on top of each other at the house. I mean, if, you know, guys and girls can't get out and see these side pieces right now, it's a lot of anger and frustration going on, especially if you ain't all the way in.
Yeah.
I think that maybe about half, but I mean, you know, you also have to you also have to take into consideration, you know, that every situation is different, of course, but some people are with individuals, you know, guys and girls for the financial piece or stability, or they need a place to stay, or maybe they're leaning on that individual to get through certain situations or whatever the case may be. It's hard to tell, man. I mean, I only know of one breakup that stemmed during this time right now. And that's, I don't know how many relationships I know of, but I can for sure attest to one for sure. And it was just like, bro, we was getting fed up. I couldn't do it no more.
Yeah. I think, you know, people, you see when you're working every day, or, you know, you're not at home because you have so many other things that you are obligated to do during the day, you have designated time for your spouse, for your situation. And so now you don't have, that opportunity. You don't have to get up and go to work. Like, you literally roll over every day. It's like Groundhog Day. Every day literally is the same. It's repetitious. You know, you get up, you get out of bed, you brush your teeth, you get on a Zoom call, you know, it's repetitious. And I think what people fail to understand is that while outside is closed, outside is not canceled. You can go outside, you can do other things to, like, get you out of the house. Go for a walk with your spouse. Like, you know, just something so that you all are not, like, on top of each other. But I think in this particular, in our era, if you think about it, so many of us are tied to our phones, tied to our electronics. So we're sitting in the house with somebody that we maybe should be trying to, let me get to know you on a little bit of a deeper level. But my face is in my phone. I'm worried about what this person, I'm worried about what Hitman Holla is pranking his girlfriend. But I have, you know, but I have a fiance that's sitting right here, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I do think that there are also relationships that are stemming from the need of, oh, I don't have a place to stay. Oh, I don't have a job. I don't have a steady income right now. And those relationships are also going to fail. It just might not be right now. You know, so it's just like, it's kind of like a twofold. I think the single people, I think we're going to come out of this like, hey, told y'all, that's what y'all get. Wanted to be booed up, you know, but I'm not jocking y'all married and in love, folks.
I think that as a single person, you know, if you're really out here, you know, I mean, you can entertain people, right? Like you said, go for a walk or whatever the case may be. But if you're actually social distancing, right now is the best time to meet people, because you actually have to get to know them. There's no Fritz, no flares, no Ruth's Chris, right? You can't just pull up. You got to show them that you're creative, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I think that that's just the time, because when, you know, it's back on and cracking, hopefully during this time you figured out, like, if this person is even going to hold your interest, like, you know, dude, don't be talking about nothing, girl, don't be talking about nothing, you know, whatever, I'm kind of cool, you know, next or whatever. You know, ladies, return those DMs right now. It's your time. Fellas, shoot your shot. It's your time.
That's true. Because once this is over, people going to be back to, oh, you want to come over and Netflix and chill at midnight? We're going to be doing more chilling than Netflixing. So, like I said, I tried it, and I was like, nope, I don't, you know, have the capacity for this. But, you know, you do get to see, like, what this man looks like without a haircut, without a lining. So this lady, I would agree with Alan, and I don't agree with him often. This is probably the best time to possibly, you know, explore new options.
There it is.
I would say so. Yep. I mean, look at Tiffany Haddish. She shot her shot at Common, and they quarantined together. So,
How true
is that? So they really are quarantining together?
Very weird.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Chingy actually spoke on her the other day, ironically, which was kind of funny.
What?
I'm not sure.
What did Chingy say?
Well, you know, there was the whole thing going around. Tiffany basically smashed him out there. Yeah, so he finally fessed up on it and was like, yeah, it went down. So.
Oh, wow.
It was like during an interview. Yeah. It was during an interview he did. They did like some kind of Zoom interview or something, and he fessed up to it and was like, "Yeah, you know," because I mean, I was on the road with him for a little while, so I know what was happening back then. And she wasn't, you know, popping like she is now, of course. So she might have just been on the grind, and he might have just known her. Who knows? You know, when you move in like that in that celebrity lifestyle, man, you don't know who all you come across. Like that's my honest interpretation of it. So who knows? I don't know. That's another story for another day. B, tell them where they can find you at.
So I am on all social media platforms. I am Harlem B. Marie on Facebook. And on Instagram, I am the Interrupted Black Girl. No spaces, none of that. And you can also find me at blackgirlsinterrupted.com.
Boom, boom. I am Alan I. That is also my handle on all social media. I am Alleneye. No spaces, hashtags, underscores, none of that. I am Alan I. Commentary, more to come. You are going to hear from us. Got a little bit of what's in store. We're going to touch a little bit of everything. There's really nothing specific here. You know, this is going to be just good conversation amongst Black men and women. Special guest every now and then. Appreciate, shout out to Daryl for facilitating this. We definitely appreciate it. Matt couldn't make it tonight.
Hey man, y'all understand, this is so tame. Stop. They are way more bug wild than this. They was way more tamer than they personally are on a journey. I know both of these cats over 10 years.
it's coming. It's definitely coming. You know,
you have to ease people.
I still got the bro episode. I'm gonna send it to you email wise. How wild the episode was. We got coming. Emails from cats. No, I'm gonna tell you after we get home.
It's definitely coming.
Because, like, I know that I'm like off the chain. Like, I've done a lot of controversial shit. So, like, I just want people to get to know me so that they can formulate a real and true opinion, because I'm pretty sure that our listeners will probably have, like, either a love for me or a hate for me. Like, it'll be one or the other. So,
I would agree with that. There's a lot of people on both sides.
It's kind of like Facebook. You know, people either love me or they hate me. And one way or the other, like, I don't care, because I'm still going to be me. So we'll just let them, like, we'll just ease them into it, because, you know, like I told Alan, I got a lot of ideas and content that, you know, is going to get us some clout. So people could just be ready for that.
Yeah, for sure. Shazilla, you need to get with us, man, for sure. He couldn't make it tonight. But, you know, when we get this meeting of the minds going, this is going to be something beautifully ignorant. So I just hope you're ready, you know. I really do. on behalf of myself, B, Daryl, what's happening? We are going to sign off. You all stay safe, socially distanced. Don't go wait in line at the Atlanta Mall for Jordans. And make sure you're eating right and exercising during this time for sure. We will catch you on the next one. Peace.
Shout out to Young Buck, who got caught up again, too.
Oh damn.
Mentioning bruh.
Oh, man. Come
Come on now. Okay.
Damn.
What it is.
Yeah, you know, young buck, young buckaroo. Well, thank y'all for listening. We're going to have them back soon with their next episode. They're going to get an email, all that stuff set up for people to email them as soon as they get all that stuff set up, and we'll be set to go. Any other final words, y'all?
No, just stay safe. Wrap it up. You know, you can catch the corona from having sex with somebody's husband. So just, you know. Social distancing means no sharing dick. So please, ladies, stop calling that lady's husband right now. Just stop.
Okay. Oh, man. And it begins. So if you were looking for what's to come, there you have it. There you have it. On that note, we are going to sign off, and we'll piss you off next episode.
Bye. Peace.